Julian Richard with you and joining us live on 680 CJOB, Daryl Harrison, Director of Stakeholder Engagement, Winnipeg Construction Association, and Kathleen Tessier, an electrical application student at the Manitoba Institute for Trades and Technology. Good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Happy to do so. Daryl, you've got an event planned for the Victoria Inn, but let's run some stats first. 15% of the construction population is represented by newcomers. 13% of the workforce represented by Indigenous persons, and women currently only make up 4% of the construction workforce in Manitoba. This event is designed to change all of that. What's happening at the Victoria Inn?
Yeah, exactly. And I'll put another stat out there for you. 11%, which is what's expected to retire from the construction industry by 2027. So what this all means is that the construction industry is looking for probably another 4,800 people over the next 3 or 4 years to help replace this workforce. So what we're doing, first time that I remember this happening, is that the home building sector, the commercial building sector, and the road building sector is holding a job fair to try and attract more people into the industry and fill some of the current positions.
Well, let's pick the brain of somebody who's entering the profession and makes up that 4%. Kathleen Tessier, what drew you to the field of electricity? Is it shocking that women aren't in it?
Oh, it's extremely shocking, surprisingly. So what drew me into it is just because I always had a little thing for technology of how it's built and everything like that. And it's just more like you kind of have to find exactly what you want to do in life, what you find as a good hobby or so, because like I always think of a job should be something that you want to do. It shouldn't be something that should be forced.
You love it?
You do that. Oh, yeah. I absolutely love it. All the instructors at MITT are awesome. They're helping me find exactly my profession that I want to go into. Like I said, this electronics application kind of opens my door to electrical. It doesn't mean that I just have one job set. I can go into construction, which this job fair is phenomenal. It's kind of like helping us students kind of go there, kind of learn stuff. We get to hand in resumes, kind of meet different jobs that are not just like the big names, also like the smaller names that are looking at.
What's the money like?
Sorry?
What's the money like?
The money like, oh, that's pretty good. It's pretty good. That's all I got to say.
But were some people in your, maybe your friend group or your family, a little bit surprised when you said, that's what I want to do?
Not really, just because like I already had a habit since I was younger, since my dad was an engineer. He was already kind of doing that stuff, and I kind of like stepped into it because I was so intrigued by it, which kind of like helped me open the door. But I was more open into like the electrical world of like building stuff, finding how like houses work and everything like that. Just like keeping my mind going because I'm never the type of person just to sit still. I love moving around. I love doing stuff like that.
Daryl, do we need more Kathleens? Do we need more Indigenous representatives and those that are newcomers to sort of wave the banner and say, construction jobs are good jobs, and even though they may not have been traditional fields for you, they should be and could be.
Absolutely. You know what? One of the things that I love about the construction industry is that there's a home for everybody. No matter what your interests are or your capabilities, there's a place for you because there's such a diverse range of employment opportunities.
Well, all the best. I guess anyone can come to the job fair?
Absolutely. You know, we're really excited about this job fair. It's 1 o'clock till 6:30 p.m. at the Victoria Inn on April 18th. You can register beforehand if you like. I'll just throw the website in here. It's mbcsc.com. So that's the Manitoba Construction Sector Council. Or just show up on the day and we'll be happy to have you.
Good luck to both of you, especially to you, Kathleen, in your future. I'm sure we'll hear big things from you in the future. Daryl Harrison, Director of Stakeholder Engagement, Winnipeg Construction Association. Kathleen Tessier, an electrical application student at MITT.